bring the Municipal Code Enforcement Board, Thursday, February 14th, 2013, meeting to order. To start, let's have an invocation, Albertine.
Yes. Dear Lord, bless our nation in these trying times and grant us the wisdom to make the correct decisions on these cases before us this evening. Amen.
Amen. Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Ruth Laird.
Here.
Mr. Sparkman.
Here.
Ms. Brown.
Here.
Ms. Colley.
Here.
Ms. Wilson is absent, and Mr. Excused, and Mr. Bockwitz.
Here. Had a chance to review the minutes. Do we have a motion approved? Motion by Kyle.
I'll second.
Second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Approved unanimous. Go ahead and swear in the officers, please.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
For the record, if it pleases the board, Dwayne Thomas Charles Rich, Dan Baker, and Marine Burning.
Matter of housekeeping, happy Valentine's Day. And if you have a cell phone, if you could please turn it off or silence it for the duration of the meeting. Chip, if there are people present, let's hear those cases first, please.
Yes, sir. Police and magistrate, we do have some folks that showed up this evening. And we would accept those cases first.
Yes, please.
In order of their appearance. Having said that, we do have a case under the petitions section, CUM 130198. I'll give you a moment to read through the petition.
Hey, Chip, you just had somebody walk in, too.
Yeah.
Keep going. So for the record, good evening, board members. My name is Charles Rich. I'm with the City of Ocala. I'm a duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement. I'm certified in all four levels of training. I've been a code enforcement manager a little over 4 years now, and I have 30 years law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting all of the cases this evening. This city stands before you in case City of Ocala versus Jenna Woodyard, care of Eagle Medical Management, Inc., in violation of Section 6266, delinquency penalties for engaging in business without certificate. The city would support this petition. And this is the first time this petitioner has been in violation of this code.
Okay, is the respondent present, or the?
There is representation here this evening. Do you wish to speak? No, they just want to see what the outcome is.
Okay, all right, the city's recommending that we approve.
Waiving the fee.
Waiving the fee is, what is the board think of that?
I think we ought to waive it.
Okay, so we have put that form of motion.
Put a motion that we waive it.
We have a motion and a second. Okay, within, what's our normal time period, 7 days?
They've already taken care of the of the license, so it's just a waiving of this fee part. They'll be back to finish up with them. You're actually just waiving the after January 31st fee, which is the $125 that's tacked on by state law.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to approve
the petition.
The petition. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
Item two, to please the board, is under old business, under the consent agenda for non-compliance, CUM 12-2049, Mary Haston, a location of 2431 Northeast 2nd Avenue. This won't be in your documentation because it is a non-compliance hearing. We, of course, would contend that the property is non-compliant as of this date. However, I think they have some information that they're going to getting the property into compliance.
Okay, is this a petition or is it a case?
It's not a petition. It was a previous case under, it would have been coming back. We have an affidavit of non-compliance. This gives them an opportunity to speak to the board as to how they intend to gain compliance and then determine if you want to give them an extension of that time. There is already a previous lien, which I've been told that they're agreeing to pay. They just want some extension of time to finish and get the check here.
Okay, and what's the city's position?
City's position would be...
Here, city's agreeable to that?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Charles Burke. I'm a local Ocala attorney here representing the lenders council, which is Pendergrass and Morgan. They've advised me in the case to relate to you that there were apparently some issues regarding the pool. The information that I have received is that the problems there have been fixed. The pool has been cleaned. Beyond that, I don't have any facts about any other non-compliance that I can relate to you. They've also asked me to relate to you the fact that the lien's about $3,200, and they're not asking for any consideration of a reduction. They're just asking for approximately 30 days to get the check to you. They have invoiced the lender, in this case, ordered the check. It's just working its way through that process to get here to you folks to get this lien paid off.
Okay.
So all the compliances, all the issues have been solved except for the money?
I wish I could tell you that. I do not know that. I was unaware. I was aware that they had done some repairs to the pool and cleaned it and fixed it and things of that nature. I was unaware until I got here tonight that if there were any other issues, and if there are, I don't know even what those issues are, so I couldn't.
Chip, has anybody been back out there recently?
Yes, and yeah. The only problem is now that we have a second case there just for the overgrowth and whatnot.
Right.
They're taking care of the pool, but I think if they have 30 days, they'll be able to take care of and get the second case remedied. Granting his request would extend the time to comply with the previous board order.
And get the check in.
So we would be removing them from the non-compliance hearing because you all would be extending the previous order of the board by 30 days, if you so choose.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in this circumstance, they're agreeing to pay the lien. Mm-hmm. And, our goal is, of course, to get compliance. So.
Okay.
I certainly relate to them these other issues so that I know they've already fixed some, so if there are other issues, I'm sure they'll get back and fix those also. And 30 days ought to be plenty sufficient time in order to do that and get this other lien paid off and get this thing moving. Of course, obviously, this property is the subject of a mortgage foreclosure lawsuit.
Yes, sir.
Like so many, I'm sure you see, are working its way through that process.
Okay. Any discussion amongst the board?
Do we need to make
a motion? Yeah.
I'll make a motion and we accept for the 30 days.
Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Passes unanimous.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please, the board, I would report that at the bottom of page 3, CUN 12-2555, that case has been removed. We have another petition with representation here this evening. And that's going to be at the bottom of page 6. This is the city of Ocala. I'm sorry, I put the wrong one up here. Need just one moment. City of Ocala versus Triho Inc. The city is entering into a partial release of lien as it pertains to the New Covenant Missionary Baptist Church. And as you read through your petition there, The city has prepared a partial release. We've indicated to you the subject liens.
Is this the dead 99-1156?
I'm sorry, this is CO-112-1772.
Okay, I'm looking for the petition in the, is it in here?
Yes.
The petition's going to be TRIHO, T-R-I-H-O.
It's got a bunch of case numbers on it, 99-1156.
This one?
Yes.
That's it.
New Covenant Missionary Church.
Okay, all right.
So essentially, they need to clear up this cloud so that they can get approval.
What's happening here is they received some property that was apparently sold at tax deed. That's adjacent to their church. They're maintaining the properties, so the properties have been brought into compliance. But as they started to go through the title work and whatnot, it was clouded by about $22,000 worth of city liens. And not necessarily on this property, but on other cross-attaching properties that TRIHO owned in our area. So although these particular properties were not specifically in violation, because of Chapter 162 cross-attachment provisions, they were lumped in with all the rest of this. So this will separate their properties out from TRIHO, if I'm not mistaken, Pat, you can correct me if I'm wrong, so that they'll have clear title, and the city is in support of this petition.
Okay, any questions from the board? Do you have a motion?
If you have any questions, they are here to represent themselves.
Do you have a motion?
I moved some staff litigation to.
We have a motion by Danielle. Second by Albertine. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passes unanimous.
Very good. That will bring us to, just a moment here, case number four for the evening, which is in the middle of page three, C-112-2364.
It's on page three.
Page three of the agenda, yes. This is the City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Gordon and Mary Jacobi. Jacobi. And Home Run Realty is here to represent them this evening. They have a notarized letter for standing in the case. This is an address at the 2100 block of Northwest Old Bletchton Road, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 22495-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 11-29 and 30 of 2012 for the notice of violation, 1-10-2013 for the notice of hearing, and we posted the property on 1-9-2013 for the notice of hearing. Summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Furring revealed that no action had been taken by the respondents to remedy the violation, and all attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful. At the end of our presentation, we have photographs of the property in current condition. You'll notice that it's within 300 feet of another occupied structure, thereby making this property required to be cut and cleaned. With all of the underbrush taken down to a height no higher than 11 inches. The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and order them to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, 2, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day in the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Officer Furring is here and prepared to answer any questions that you may have. And we also have representation by the respondents available.
Okay, any questions for the city? Hey, Vince, are you representing the respondent? Can you come up and be sworn in, please?
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you could state your name and address.
Vince Arnold. I'm with Home Run Realty. Address is 3501 Northeast 10th Street.
Okay, you can go ahead.
I have a feeling it's probably not going to be the last time y'all see me. Ms. Jakupke is a widow. I'm representing her with the majority of her properties. We're in the process of seeing all these properties. Right now I have over 50 of her properties listed. There's a whole handful more. On this property, we have gone to Father Pat at Trinity Catholic to try to get the property donated, which was turned down by the church. I'm now working with Habitat for Humanity, and I still don't have an answer from Habitat yet to this day, but I'm here to ask him for more time so we can get the property cleaned up. Ms. Jakupke is going to do what she has to do to have the property taken care of.
How much time does she need?
I would say at least 30, 45 days. If possible.
Just to clean it up?
Well,
no.
At this time. I don't know if I'm asking a lot. Like I said, it's my first time here. I'm just trying to weed out some of these properties with her now. So this is kind of where we're at.
But please, the board, I mean, we've been trying to work on this since November.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that a shorter period would be more appropriate. I understand that they do have a lot of properties, but I mean, at some point we can go out and take care of it, but I don't think they want the property in common.
Right. Yeah, because I think what we're seeing is, I mean, it's a violation of the code. I think it's mm-hmm. no question.
Well, what I'm thinking is we ought to take staff recommendation right now, not give the extension, and if he wants to come back after that and get a reduction, then we can look at it at that time. But it needs to be cleaned up. If it's been going since November or October, then we gotta push these things along, you know.
I think looking at the parcel, it looks like an easy fix. If there's not any large trees or anything on it, it looks like an easy bush hog.
Looks like a mowing job to me. Yeah, I don't know why it hadn't been done.
Is that a motion?
Yes, it's a motion to accept staff recommendations.
We have a motion by Donald, a second by Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passes unanimous. So basically they have 14 days to get it mowed, failing which it goes into a fine of $50 per day. There's also, once it is mowed, you have to contact code board or code enforcement for a reinspection to make sure it's compliant. If it runs past that and there are fines involved, you can come back and ask for a reduction in the fines.
Okay.
But otherwise, that parcel needs to be mowed. Basically.
All right. No problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Nice evening.
We have representation for some petitions here. This is two petitions under the name of Respreto. It's under the petition section COM 09-1232 and COM 11-0860. If you all want to read through the petition, we've also included a copy of the photos and a copy of the city's case cost sheet. What I don't have in this particular situation is a notarized letter from the owner authorizing the petitioner to represent in this case. So I don't know, maybe you'd ask them what their representation is here, because I don't know that they can speak for the owner.
Yeah, well, I'm reading the petitioner. It just says that it was in compliance before the purchase was final. But is that because the city did it, or?
Yeah, well here's the situation. There was a previous lien from 09 on there. You'll see in the case cost sheet for a total of $1,539.35. So that's when we started working on this situation. Then in the next case, which is COM 110860. We were back out to take care of it. At that time, it was actually in foreclosure, and if you look at the case cost sheet, it was found guilty as a repeat violator, and it was required by the board that they register the property. Well, they never did that. So now that the property's been sold, the city is willing to grant some relief here, because from 2011 to 2013 at $500 a day would be certainly quite punitive for this property. However, they never brought it into compliance because they never registered the property. The city went out and spent $2,644.93 at that time to cut and clean it up, maintain it. So we do have some costs involved here. We would be willing to waive the fine in the second case, charge costs, and go with the first lien.
What's that total?
That's the city's staff's recommendation. But like I said, I don't know what Mr. Denhart's ability to speak for this respondent is, or if he's purchased the property. I don't have any of those details. Just have a...
Okay, so I'm looking at, you have case costs on 1232 of $125. Is that what I'm seeing?
On 1232, we did work there as well. There was a fine of $1,125. The city went out and took care of it for $289.35, and then we were awarded case costs of prosecution at $125, okay, which made a total of $1,539.35. In the second case, they were found guilty as a repeat violator. They were issued assessed a $500 a day fine as a repeat. The city went out and did additional work at $2,644.93 and was awarded the case prosecution costs there as well.
Which was $125 again, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're willing to let the $1,539.35 go in lieu of...
No, we would leave that intact.
The city's costs and the administrative costs come up to $31,84.28 between the two. Is that what you're getting?
I think it's more than that.
$2,644.93 $289.35.
Right.
And $250. Yes. $125 a case.
He wants the fine from the first case.
Correct.
He wants the $1,125.
That would be granting them significant relief under the petitions.
4309.28 with the fine, 3184.28 without it.
Yes.
And the city wants the first fine. Okay. Any questions for the city?
Yeah, what's the total reduction?
Well, it's still running, so $500.
They never complied. So once the house was sold, which I don't know when the house was purchased by them, if it was purchased by him, I don't know who the house has been purchased by. But when the house was purchased, when the deal was done, that would have ended that violation. It would no longer be required to be registered as a foreclosure.
But you're saying it had been running for a couple of years?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we have representation for this petition present? And come forward, please.
And my name is William Denhart, and this is for the
property. One second.
Can you be sworn in, please?
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And now if you can state your name and address.
William Denhart, and this is for the property at 1130 Northeast 8th Avenue. So we bought this property. It had been in great disrepair, and complaints from many neighbors. I also own a property that touches this property. Mm-hmm. And we brought the property into compliance when I found out about the fines and things, and was thinking about buying the property. So we cleaned it up. The city had also cleaned it up in the past. It wasn't my property at that time. So
right.
we're not the ones who neglected the place. We're the ones who bought the place after it had been neglected for years.
Right.
So.
But, okay, and you, how did you purchase the property? Was it part of a, like a tax sale or?
It wasn't a tax sale. We purchased the property from a company called Brown & Associates in Pasadena, Texas. I have all the papers here about that.
Because I think the liens of the property would be available. I mean, that would have been knowledge when you purchased the property, weren't they?
They're in the title insurance, wouldn't it?
The what?
When they did the title search, wouldn't the liens on the property come to light?
No, because they told me that the first thing to do was come here and get this. They said first get it into compliance and then come before the board. And then it gets cleared up and then we get the title put on it.
So you don't...
So you haven't purchased it
the
yet.
The title's not in your name yet.
Right.
I think we're in the process, but it's not a free and clear title. So it's not in our name yet.
We haven't closed on it yet.
Well, we have closed on it. I'll be glad to give you these papers if you want. We've closed on it and paid for it. It's just a matter of registering it in our name, which I was told by the city to come and clear this up before that happens.
I don't understand.
Do you have any enlightenment on that?
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
I mean, did you get title insurance at the closing or?
No.
What do you got?
We have the mortgage. We bought the mortgage.
Oh, you didn't buy the deed, so you don't have to foreclose on the property.
I don't know. My wife knows more about that than I do.
Why don't you get her to come up here? So
Now let's see what's going on.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And if you could state your name and address.
Henry Jean Denhart, 2830 Southwest 36th Drive.
Okay, so you bought the mortgage.
We bought the mortgage. We have not foreclosed on it yet.
How much did you pay for the mortgage?
$9,000.
What's the property appraiser say the property's worth?
I don't know.
It's changed so much lately that I don't know.
When you bought the property, did you know the lien was on it? Not just the mortgage, obviously, you purchased that, but did you know the lien was on the property?
Are you talking about the fines from the city?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I've been told that there were various costs that the city had incurred by coming to pay somebody to clean it up, and that we'd eventually have to pay those. I knew that.
Okay.
I was told that there were fines against people not registering or something like that.
Yeah, that's essentially what Mr. Rich is, I think, recommending to the board is that cost that the city's incurred in cleaning it up, they had to pay to do that.
That's right.
I think he wants that, and you know, y'all made a deal, but you made the deal knowing you're going to have to pay something, probably at least that, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The property's appraised about $35,000.
Okay, so they made got a good deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If they foreclose on it, they'll have to register it.
What's that?
If they start foreclosure on it, they'll have to register it, right?
Well, not if it's in compliance.
Well, if it's in foreclosure, it's required. If it's in default and foreclosure, it's required to be registered under our ordinance. However, if they're going to purchase it, then they don't.
No, they're not going to purchase it.
They're going to foreclose the mortgage
and presumably purchase it at the sale, right?
Okay.
Or if somebody pays you enough, you'll let it go at the sale, right?
Well, they'll have a lot of skin in the game, though, for a foreclosure sale. So they'll probably get it. It is required to be registered, though, if it's so technically the fine would still be running. It would be best for us to get this cleared up.
Right. Okay. Well, based on the city's recommendation, the amount would be $4,309.28. When would you be able to get the funds
and
to the city?
Those are the fees that it cost the city to clean it up, is that correct?
Yeah, fees and court and the case costs, yes.
It's the fine from the original case. Plus the court costs and the cleanup fees from that case, plus the cleanup fees from the second case and the court costs from the second case. So there's a fine involved, but it's not the same.
We can pay that if we're taking a little bit of time.
Okay, how much time?
It's $4,000 or something like that.
Yeah, $4,309.28.
I mean, it wouldn't take me long, but it'll take me a little while. About
30 days?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we approve it for 30 days, or it reverts?
Yes.
I make a motion to accept that.
Yes.
Motion from Danielle.
I'll second.
Second from Donald.
But they still have to register the property.
Yes.
Is that a friendly amendment?
They still have to register the property.
Is that a friendly amendment?
Danielle.
It's a friendly amendment.
Okay. All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passes unanimous. What they've done is they agreed to reduce the repeat offender fine to zero if the other amount is paid within 30 days.
Right.
If it's not paid within 30 days, it reverts back to the original amount. Also, you're going to have to register the property according to our ordinance. And so those are the two things you have to do to become compliant. Once those are done, contact the code enforcement department to make sure that everything's cleared up, all right?
Or it reverts back to?
Yeah, or reverts back. He understands.
Okay. I couldn't understand why the title insurance didn't pick it up, you know? But I see about the mortgage, no title insurance. What?
Very good. To please the board, we do have some other folks here this evening. They want to know what's going to happen with a case that's on page 4, CON 12-0093. This is a case that was previously ruled upon. The previous respondents failed to comply and sold the property to someone else. So that caused us to have to bring this case back to you. We've placed a copy of your previous board order on beginning on page, give me one moment here. I believe it's going to be around page 5. Yes. Beginning on page 5 is a copy of your previous order, where you ordered the property to be cut and cleaned up and the structure to be brought up to all current Florida building codes within 30 days, or for the property to be demolished. So that's in there. So having said that, when the property changed hands, that caused us to bring this back to you all. In the meantime, someone else went into the property, I'm told by the officer, and started doing demolition work. So now the property is in a further degree of disrepair. So I'm going to present that case to you, and we'll get a ruling on that case. Obviously, we're not going to change our recommendation to you. We feel this property needs to come down, but we're going to need to find the new respondents guilty if we can proceed in this. So CON 12-0093, a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala versus Home Dream Ventures LLC of Matthews, North Carolina, and Home Dreams Ventures LLC of Osprey, Florida. A location at 328 Southwest Martin Luther King Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. Section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure. And Section 82-182, dangerous building, declared a nuisance, abatement required, as well as Section 122-51, building permit required. The parcel ID is 22620040003. We have included photos of the current condition of the property as it stands out there at the end of your presentation. We have included a copy of the structural evaluation that has been completed. We have also included a copy of the previous findings of fact, the SunBiz report, demo quotes, because we are ready to demolish the structure, and we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code, that it contains junk and debris, is a dangerous structure, and that work was being done without permits. Additionally, Officer Thomas requested a structural evaluation, and Inspector Thompson responded, completing an evaluation which resulted in a score of 45 points, dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida building code regulations. Additional investigation by Officer Thomas revealed that the first folks that were out there that he caught working on the structure without permits left and have gone to parts unknown, as far as I'm aware. So staff has a recommendation. If you want, I'll read that recommendation into the record, or just tell you it's bottom of page two.
Since we have a respondent here, if you can read it in the record, please.
And they aren't respondents in this case, but we'll find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Sections 3495, 82181, 82182, and 2251. Order them to, one, cut and clean up the property, properly removing all the junk and debris. The respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida Building Code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. Three, pay the cost of prosecution. The case is assessed all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to do the cleanup and demolition work utilizing all means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. And we're prepared to answer any questions that you may have if you need some detangling of the story here.
Does the board have any questions for the city?
I do.
Go ahead.
Mr. Thomas, you've seen people out there working in this building?
Yes.
And
they had taken a mortgage with this company, Home Dream Ventures, and have left.
And they were working out there with all this asbestos?
Without a permit.
Without a permit, okay. Thank you.
May I inquire with Officer Thomas here? Dwayne, at the top of page 10, that photograph there is showing what aspect of it. Is that the front of the house?
That is the front of the house.
And the roof is now gone.
And a portion of the roof has been removed. It encompasses what would have been a living room, a bedroom, and a kitchen.
Hmm. And so the pictures now at the top of page 8 is that roof, which has now been
removed
and placed inside the structure.
That's
right?
Correct. Yeah.
All right. So this house isn't getting any better since the first order.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, those people that you caught working out there were demolating. Demolishing part of the residence.
Yes,
we have a customer that called it demolating, and unfortunately, I let that slip.
It's a good word.
We're creating new vocabulary as we speak here.
Chipism.
So we still have junk and debris. We have an unsecured structure, and it's in the demolished situation now.
Yeah, it's in
condition. And we're all ready to take it down.
Yes.
The city is, because we've got all of our work done, including bids and everything else. But because they changed hands on us, we have new respondents, and we have to afford everybody their due process.
Okay.
I'd move to staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Let the record reflect the respondent's not present.
Okay, I don't know. Did you want to address the board?
I just had a couple questions.
Questions for the board or questions for code enforcement?
Are you, wait a second. Because does he have any, or do you own the property? Do you have any financial interest in this?
Well, I was this close to owning it. Oh, then he's one.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you were about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
And if you could state your name and address.
My name is Scott Johnson, 1111 Southwest 6th Street, Ocala, Florida, right around the corner from the property. We're about to buy it, and we went in and we seen, I guess, the sign he had, so we contacted him and asked him what the process was of where we were kind of standing. And then, like he said, they were saying, we're going to bring it down. And we're cool with that. But our question is, if we buy it today, if we buy it a month from now, who acquires that debt that's on the house? And then can we build up brand new?
Yeah, there's going to be a lien on the property for the cost that the city incurs to take the house down.
So that'll be something that you would negotiate with the current owner who's going to sell it to you and yourself.
Okay. And do we know how much it is approximately?
Well, the city has bids on it, so you just have to get with code enforcement and they should be able to tell you.
Okay. And if you have a computer that's all online too, you could look into the app.
Oh, really? And then
all the bids are on there.
All right. Well, I'll get that information from this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passes unanimous.
That concludes the extent of our. I don't know about any other encumbrances. All I know is what we've done.
Check, not just our lien, but every other.
Yeah.
Hey, sir. Sir. don't just check our lien before you buy that property from that guy. Check to see if there's any other liens, like a mortgage or anything on that property. Because you might get ripped off if you don't. Not just the city lien, but there may be other judgments or mortgages on that property. So before you pay a penny for it, you find out exactly how much is owed by all different stuff on that property.
Always good to do.
Doesn't always happen.
You'd be surprised.
Doesn't always happen.
It surprises me when people come in and haven't done their due diligence. So that'll bring us to the to page 2 of your agenda this evening. CUN 12-2541. The City of Ocala and Officer Dan Baker versus J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, care of Select Portfolio Servicing, Inc., a location at 4225 Southeast 12th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3432, Section 3495, and Section 82443. The parcel ID is 2956-003-003. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. And the summary of findings that Officer Dan Baker responded to this property due to a neighbor's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it has water collections and is overgrown and contains junk and debris and does not display the required building numbers. Additional investigation by Officer Baker revealed that none of the violations have been corrected and all attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondent remedy the violations have been unsuccessful. I would point out for the record that we do not have representation here for this case this evening. We've included photographs at the end of your presentation. Officer Baker is prepared to answer any questions you may have, and we have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
You have any questions for the city?
I make a motion we accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Donald. Move a second.
I'll second.
Okay, second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, CUN 130033, a case brought by Officer Dan Baker. The City of Ocala versus Michael David Ivy, Inc., a location in the city of 434 Southwest 16th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 28575-017-21. All certified mail has been returned and we posted the property as required and is indicated on page 2 of the presentation. The summary of findings that Officer Baker located this property and observed the property is in violation of city's code and that it is overgrown and contains junk and debris. Additional investigation revealed that no attempts have been made to take care of the violations and all attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful. The violation remains. We've included copies of the photographs, the condition of the property as it stands out there now. Officer Baker is prepared to answer any questions that you may have, and staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
Any questions for the city?
Make a motion to accept staff recommendations.
Motion by Danielle. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Albertine. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passes unanimous.
In the next case at the top of page 3 of your agenda, this respondent has submitted a petition. I would like to present the case first, and then we could look at their petition. This is a case involving Officer Raymond Furring, the City of Ocala versus Champa Shazamalhel. Hazel.
Shamuzel.
Can you repeat that, sir?
Shamuzel.
Thank you. A location in the city of 830 Northwest 7th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495, 82151, which is the standard housing code adopted, Sections 305312, Section 3057, Section 30517, Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 2840-028-004. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. This property, we requested a structural evaluation which scored 30 points by Inspector Thompson. we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary of findings that Officer Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code in that it contains junk and debris and is a dangerous structure. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition, and Officer Furring requested a structural evaluation. Inspector David Thompson responded, completing the evaluation, which resulted in a score of 30 points, dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida Building Code regulations. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. I would point out for the board that we have included copies of the photographs of the current condition of the property. We would submit to you that this property is also contributing to slum, blight, and degradation of this neighborhood,
sure,
and would respectfully request that the staff recommendation at bottom of page 2 be accepted by the board.
Well, I'm reading it, this petition that they're asking for 6 months.
That's what they are asking for.
It's part of the staff recommendation. They still have to pull their permits, but it's given them 6 months, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We would support denial of the petition and acceptance of staff recommendation. That way,
which essentially gives them what they're asking for, but.
Well, that's, I think when they come to reality and attempt to get a permit here and realize they have to have engineered drawings to bring this property, I mean, I draw your attention to the photograph on the bottom of page 2. There is significant problems with this. Walls, plumbing, electrical, roofing. I think when they add it all up, they're going to come to the same conclusion that our building official has and say, take it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what they're trying to do here with this petition is just subvert the process. Mm-hmm. They get 6 months under their petition. They don't have to pull a permit or do anything. That stretches this out to possibly another year.
Mm-hmm.
The city would like to get moving on this. And we figure that the faster we can either take it down or they make the decision to take it down.
Okay, discussion amongst the board. The city's recommendation is that we deny the petition, which I would agree with.
I agree with that as well.
And then, okay, so going forward with the case at hand.
Move to staff recommendations.
And I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Danielle and a second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Passes unanimous.
That'll bring us back to the page.
You didn't need a motion to deny the petition?
No,
we could have let it just die, I guess, but we went ahead just for the record since they asked for.
Okay, I got you.
In the case, now we're just
okay.
That way, it's clear that we consider both.
Okay.
That'll bring us to the top of page 4 of your agenda this evening. The city of COM 12, 2560 and 2561. These are two adjoining lots. We'd be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator, and this is a case brought by Officer Raymond Furring, the City of Ocala versus Tabernacle of Deliverance Ministries Outreach, Inc., Rosella Brown, a location of the 900 block of Northwest 1st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 2844-029-014. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2, and as part of our additional correspondence this evening, we have a copy of the findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, as well as a SunBiz report on the respondent. The summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furring located this property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Industrial investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Special Board and found guilty for violation of Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful. The violation remains. In this case, we've included photographs of the current condition of the property. Officer Furring is prepared to answer any questions. I would say that these two cases, and the next one I'm going to read is very similarly situated, have stemmed from neighborhood complaints.
Motion from Danielle. Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Second by Albertine.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda. COM 12-2561, a case brought by Officer Raymond Furring. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator as well. The City of Ocala versus Tabernacle Economic Development, Inc., Loretta F. Jackson. A violation of the 900 block of Northwest 1st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 28440-29015. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2, and in this case, we have also included a copy of the previous findings of fact, affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, and the SunBiz report. The summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the code enforcement special magistrate and found guilty for violating code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. We've included photographs of the current condition of the property. Staff would report that there is no representation for either of these cases this evening. We are prepared to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions for the city?
Nope. I make a motion and we accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Donald. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Not the board has voted on these. I'll let you know that as a policy, what we do have the option of a notice to remove nuisance in our code, and what we'll do, what we have done, because we felt that we needed to afford people their crack at the game a couple of times before we invoked that policy.
Mm-hmm. And so nuisance we abatement.
We bring them to you once, we bring them back as a repeat violator, then in the future we'll just do a notice to remove nuisance and we'll go and cut the property and lien the property. Okay. So you won't be visiting these kinds of situations more than twice. Okay. That'll bring us to the bottom of page 4, CON 12-2497, a case brought by Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala, versus Mr. and Mrs. Perry.
Pierre.
Pierre. I apologize. This is the 2100 block of West Silver Springs Boulevard, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of section 3495. The parcel ID is 2260-171-027. Legal service and posting have been accomplished as indicated on page 2 of your presentation, and the summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. Staff has provided you with photographs of the current condition of the property. Officer Thomas is prepared to testify in this situation. We've provided you with a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and I would point out for the board's information that there is no respondent here to testify in this case this evening.
Any questions for the city?
Recommendation.
Motion by Danielle.
I'll second.
A second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the top of page 5. COM 12-2524. The City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Neil and Louise Migalore. The location of 2713 Southwest 16th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of section 3495. The parcel ID is 2344-003-017. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to citizens' complaints and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. We'll point out for the board's information that there is no representation here this evening in this case, that Officer Thomas is prepared to answer any questions you may have. Staff would recommend staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
The board have any questions for the city?
Somebody living down ship?
I'd have to refer to Officer Thomas. I don't believe so.
No. Is it empty?
It's empty.
I was just wondering, what's that blue thing on top of the roof? That's
probably,
in.
Is it blue tarp, Bill?
Second. It doesn't look like a tarp.
A blue
you
thing?
You can see it in a couple of the pictures sticking up over the top of the roof.
It's the sky.
It's the sky.
Not oh, the yeah. sky, no, not the sky. It looked like a tarp.
It did at first.
What is it at the bottom of page two?
Well, you see it on a couple of pages.
Well,
too.
On our page 33.
Is it on the roof? The roof you said.
It's on the
page
top of the right-hand roof.
That's
sticking up.
That's
it's not a tarp.
That's
the
sky. It's a pretty day.
Is that the sky?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, it looks like a structure. Yeah, it's crazy. I thought it was like a little
house
or something up there. Good question.
That'll bring us back to petitions.
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think we had a motion.
Nope.
No.
Oh,
I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion by Donald. We have a second.
We'll second it.
Second by Albertine. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous.
My apologies. That'll bring us to petition section. At the bottom of page 5 of your agenda this evening, we have a petition, CON 09-1351. I'll give you a chance to redo this if you'd like. If you can read it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty houses.
Mm-hmm. So they're basically saying they didn't own it at the time, so they don't think they should pay it?
Yes, sir. I guess that's what they're saying.
I don't think that's how that works, is it?
No, sir. Mm-hmm.
I don't know everything, so I was making sure.
Well, to my mind, they raised more questions than they answered here because they're talking about one case and we have two. So I think if you go down a little bit further to page 8 of their petition, you'll see that I clearly notified them of two cases and two fine amounts.
I see that.
And,
So they.
This is one of our typical problem banks. The city would stand in opposition to the petition.
Okay, well, unless we have a motion to approve.
I make a motion to disapprove.
Well, we don't need one to disapprove.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I guess you can make a motion to do anything.
It's more
okay,
emphatic.
It's Valentine's Day. We're giving
good.
Them something.
We're going to vehemently disapprove. So the motion is denied, or the petition is denied based on lack of motion.
That will bring us to page 6. And if you notice, we've already taken care of the top one and the bottom one, so it'll just be the one in the middle. CON 12-1640. We have a petition here where the bank's attorney says that they couldn't do anything because they didn't have title and therefore they couldn't do anything about it. We also have a copy of the fact that they were issued certificate of title the day before they did the petition. And we included that in your presentation, if you'd like to look at that. We've also included the case photos and a case cost sheet. The city would rise in opposition to the petitioner. They didn't ask for a reduction, but the city would propose a reduction to $5,288.42.
$5,288, how much?
$5,288.42.
It's paid within when? How soon do you want it?
Well, being that it's a bank, I would assume they need 30 days.
30 days, okay. So we'd approve, the discussion is that we'd approve it, the petition be reduced to be reduced to $5,288.42 if paid within 30 days or it reverts back to the original amount.
$34,000.
Well, it's gonna be whatever it is. I wasn't gonna put the amount down, so just original amount.
Just reverts.
Do we have a motion to accept that recommendation from the city?
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion from Kyle. Do we have a second?
Second.
Do we? Daniel?
Doug's second.
Okay, I just, Harry, I'm sorry. Okay.
It's got Larry Johns.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That would bring us to page 7 of the document, the agenda this evening, to old business. And in this situation, I would remove case COM 12-2049 as a case that was already handled by the board. The rest of the cases listed on the agenda, I would respectfully request a consent agenda motion to accept the fact that the city has supplied an affidavit of noncompliance and that the city should proceed with previous board orders in all of those cases.
Reviewed the cases. Are you talking about the consent agenda?
Yes, sir. Okay.
We have a motion to accept. On which case is it that we took out?
I took out case number
COM 12-2049. All right. Other than that, do we have a motion on the consent agenda for noncompliance?
I'll make a motion.
Motion made by Donald. Second?
I'll second.
Second by Kyle. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That brings us to page 8. We have discussion items this evening. Once again, it's our annual time to discuss the motion for posting notices. You may not have a copy of this, but I'm going to put it on the telestrator. If you'll push the button on your, we should get something to come up there. This is a motion that we do annually that the board allows our office to post rather than publish notice upon properties. As you're aware, under Chapter 162, we, with approval of the board, rather than publish 4 times in the newspaper, which is quite cost prohibitive for us, the board can authorize us to post a property with the notice. And that's been our practice for certainly as long as I've been here.
I think it's more effective, too, to post a property.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some would agree with you, and then there's some who say, well, I never saw it. But at any rate, that's what we usually do, and we would respectfully request a motion again this year to accept posting as our method to serve notice.
To clarify that, because I had asked that question when I first started about posting versus publishing. It's posted on the property as well as downstairs?
Yes, ma'am, two places. We have a kiosk now downstairs, so it's all whiz bang.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion that we accept that.
A motion by Donald. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Kyle. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. It's as written, it's accepted.
Our second item tonight is a motion to reapprove the allotment of hearing time. And in this situation, we have made some changes as suggested by the board chair to allow the board chair a little more leeway in basically about the middle of paragraph B is at the discretion of the board secretary, you're allowing them to schedule a meeting or to schedule a special meeting. That's item one. And that also the board chair can allocate additional time as he or she deems necessary to hear all relevant evidence in the case, which was your other suggestion. We told you that we'd bring it up at this.
Right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. So once again, we're doing an annual motion on how long that you let people talk to you about their case.
Well, if they stay with the subject, it is no problem, but if they wean off.
And that was pretty much the idea of why the previous boards brought it in, and mainly dealt with animal cases in the past, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Because we would start at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon and have to hear about how Fluffy never bit anybody in the past for 2 hours.
Right, but really it's the chairman's running the meeting and they can limit repeat testimony. And if you've got somebody else coming up to repeat the same thing that somebody else has already said, that kind of thing. So, but I think it addresses it, and I think the changes also allow for extra time if the chair decides that they need it. So, as it reads, do we have a motion to accept?
I'll accept the motion.
And then a motion by Albertine. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Do you have a question?
I have a question. Do we not hear animal cases anymore?
We don't, because under our ordinance, the animal control was transferred to the county.
That's what I thought.
And the county enacted a bad dog bite board or something along, so I don't think it's exactly called that, but a dog bite board or something that hears those cases now. But who knows what could ever happen in the future, so.
Okay, so Kyle, what's your vote?
Oh, yeah, I vote.
Okay.
Yes.
So passed unanimous.
And then finally, we would need to annually elect a chair and a vice chair or leave them the same. It's a discussion that you all have.
I'm perfectly happy with who we have.
I'll second that.
Albertine has made her intentions known.
Unless she wants to join you.
I don't know if Latricia still wants to be the vice chair. Or,
oh.
You know. I haven't spoken to her, and I think what we'd like to do is have somebody that we can to be the vice chair that could maybe be the chairman the following year, because I'll be agreeable to do it for another year, but I would like to have somebody take it after that.
And that's pretty much how we've done it in the past, a couple of years, and then pass the gavel around.
Right.
I think it's fair.
So who here would like to be a vice?
I
would
like to
be a tenure
to
do
it. Huh?
I'll do it.
You do? Okay, so we have a recommendation for Donald to be a vice chairman. I can't actually make it.
No.
Somebody
else.
Oh,
I'm going to recommend him.
For the record, I'd indicate that Ms. Roos Laird recommended.
Ms. Roos Laird recommended Donald, and Kyle seconded that nomination. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So we got Donald's vice chairman.
So good. Will you stay in on as well?
Got to make a motion in a second, and you got to approve it. So I will do it for another year.
Having said all that, so we have a repeat chair as Bill Bockwitz and a new vice chair as Don Sparkman.
Yes, I guess that's beside her now, right?
Yeah.
Is that okay now?
So now you're permanently
okay.
Okay,
I'm right here now. Okay.
Having said all that, staff would respectfully request a motion to accept all evidence, testimony, and presentations into the record.
So moved. Sounds good.
Second.
Second.
Moved by Danielle. Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Passed unanimous.
As part of my final bit of discussion, I would report that we are budgeting $22,000 plus for postage in next year's budget. And I want to let you know that I appreciate the fact that you all are finding it within yourselves to assess costs in these cases, because when you assess the cost, it certainly goes a long way to defraying the city's effort in prosecuting these cases. So I want to assure you that I appreciate that, and the fact is you're saving your own taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome, and it's fair.
It is.
I'm a bat one and that.
So if you don't have any other questions for me.
Did you already present Jay?
We did present Jay's plaque at the previous council hearing. It went very well.
Good.
He was very appreciative of that. All the code enforcement officers and everybody got up there. I think I heard one of the council members went, oh, my God, they're all coming up here. So Jay was very appreciative. He served 15 years on
wow.
this board prior to being elected to the council. And sometimes I think he'd rather be back on this board because they're really wrestling with some 600-pound gorillas on the council right now.
Right.
So.
Well, my apologies for not being there.
It's absolutely no problem.
I didn't know until that afternoon. And
yeah.
So. All right. Is there anything else to discuss? Anybody else have anything? No? Okay. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you very much.
What?
You know what it is.
I don't have to answer for another year.
I know.
Quit making me laugh during
Thanks, man.
There you go. I think everything is spelled out this time.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Stay good.
I wasn't 100% here.
What's up, Sicky? Are the babies all here right now?
Oh, it's been cold.
I heard everybody.
Then Don makes me start laughing. And then Dwin, he's over there with the candy.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Bye.
Danielle, Danielle, did you forget this?
Thanks, take care, dude.
I'm sitting in an empty house.
Look at Albertine and her stilettos.
I was seeing the ceiling for my house, and now I'm sitting in there.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
Last time I came here, I did all the old house and lit my right ceiling.
Oh, gosh. And they pay the fine.
Yeah, that's where we can enjoy the backyard.
I feel your pain.
I saw that, and there is already another case on it. We already have another.
And when everything's done, we need to.
And you know that house was in the house. Wow.
Well, if you cook and supply wine, will help.
You know what he did? He put a potato in the microwave. He says, I baked the potato.
Oh, wow.
She had three more just one.
Wow.
You too. Gotta hurry up, because Dad. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then you start still, so, you know. Once you keep going,
I
and
know.
Then all of a sudden you feel so easy, you go forward.
You know what? I didn't eat.
Yeah.
No, there it is. It shut down.
Oh, it did on its own.
It was a good thing. Oh, it was kind of 2 weeks after I moved downstairs.
Do what?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it rusted through. It rusted through, and there was no cash can under it.
Oh.
So I always thought that
was
the best.
Well, that's the way to go, right? Now you know.
I mean, I'm going to use again.
No, I know, but.
So I've got that wood line out.